Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," in John 14 verse 12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of the Christian believer's basics for repentance. What is the meaning of repentance? From the Greek, it is to feel remorse, to be contrite, and to have a deep sense of regret and guilt for misdeeds. Why must we repent? Mark 1 verse 4 says, "And John the Baptist came, baptizing in the desert region, and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." Repentance is all about being ashamed of our past life and publicly confessing our guilt before God. Repentance requires a confession with our mouth and an action which symbolizes our repentance in Romans 10. How is this done? We see in Luke 24 verse 47, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem." Peter said when preaching to the crowd, he told them what to do. In Acts 2 verse 38, people replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It is only in and through the name of Jesus that our confession is heard in heaven, and into whom we are baptized. How can I prove that I have repented? Paul said in Acts 26, 20, "First to those in Damascus, and then to those in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God, and prove their repentance by their deeds." Our intentions and actions will show that we have changed. Our life will be about the good we can do, and not the bad we used to do. In Matthew 3, verse 8, John the Baptist said, "Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." When asked what they should do, he gave practical advice. "If anyone does not have a cloak, and you have two, give them one. For the tax collectors," he said, "do not exact more money than is necessary." This would prove that you have changed and that God's Spirit resides in you. In Luke 17:4, Jesus said, "If someone sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, 'I repent,' forgive him." The same principle applies to us. God will forgive us our sins if we repent as well, and gave a figure of 7 times 70. We also see in the epistles of John that the person who has been born of God does not and cannot sin deliberately. However, this does not mean that we don't commit sin. Jesus gave examples of just looking lustfully or being angry or insulting someone in Matthew chapter 5. In each case, he tells us if we do these things, we are in danger of hell. This is all the more reason to confess our sins and repent. Is it good enough to say, "I'm sorry"? We often forget or do not realize the damage, pain and suffering we have caused others and grieved the Spirit of God when we do not act in love, because God's Holy Spirit is love. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." It is not good enough to feel sad, but that our whole being and manner realize how truly sinful we are. Rather, it is being truly sorry for one's actions and doing a U-turn in a sense and staying away from the old life. This is different from remorse. Often criminals, when caught for their sins, have remorse because they were caught. This is not sorrow for the one wronged, but sorrow for themselves because they were found out. In Matthew 5 verse 3, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What this means is we must realize that there is no good thing in us, that we can never be good enough to qualify for entering heaven, and must also realize that we are poor in spiritual terms. When we realize this, it will cause us to focus on the kingdom life and teachings of Jesus, which will help direct our path in a dark world controlled by evil. And in Revelation 3:19, Jesus says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent." In closing, next time we'll be discussing baptism. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV, and God bless.